Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello. This is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiancé.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyoncé.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
A makeover today, Mom?
You're gonna give ourselves really good, Pee-wee.
Oh, really? You're gonna put, don't put too well foundation on me. I can't breathe when you do that,
Mom. Here we
Mom.
Go. Gonna cover up real good.
Give no, don't put on blush, Mom. No, I can't.
Get away the ears. get away the ears.
I blame Cody for this, Mama. Let's kill him. Then Vanessa, too.
We gave in to every one of your urges, Pee-wee.
I really like the way Pee-wee wants to kill people.
Hey, Pee-wee is dangerous. Y'all, this is a single life.
This is a single life. Season 2, Attack of the Trolls.
Episode 5. Roommates with benefits.
Roommates with benefits. Y'all,
roommates with benefits.
Full disclosure, there was a shit ton of Big Pred this time. We're not going to talk about him.
Such a short episode, thank goodness. I don't hate them as much, but let's just jump into Jesse.
Why don't
Jennifer.
You hate them?
I don't hate them as much as Big Pred.
Oh.
But I have to say, y'all, I hate watching their...
They're awful.
They're awful.
I will say, I almost felt a little sympathy for Jesse on this episode. Could he be being trolled as a troll? He's being trolled by Jennifer.
Oh, he is, because Jennifer is way smarter than him.
She's also crazier.
She's devious. I think she's sociopath. Like,
yeah.
I know he has like tendencies, but she is like I could, you know how I don't see Jesse hurting someone.
Yeah.
I could see Jennifer
getting
pits at someone and putting them in the ground.
But isn't it? What do you think?
She'd have Kakua do it.
Kakua.
That's what I said.
What do you think Jennifer's end goal is?
Fame.
Is that it?
Just to be famous.
She's using Jesse.
Yeah, and it's all underneath is just love. She just wants love from everything and everyone and
but
attention.
But love is just attention and devotion.
Yeah.
It's not really a two-way street. Yeah.
I'm talking to the sense gallery over here,
yeah.
But I don't think she has a lot of sense.
I
didn't feel sorry for Jesse. I never feel sorry for Jesse because someone who can wear a suit made out of sweatpant material and still look good in it is upsetting to me.
I want to say,
I mean, it was a douchey thing to wear.
That's so funny you use that. All of his clothing looks like it was made by a company called Douche Bro.
Douche Bro, yeah.
When you want to be at a party where like really important DJs are there, and you want to look good, but you also want to look like you didn't spend a lot.
Douchery by Ted Hardy.
Douche Bro.
And by the
douche
way,
bro.
Jesse is actually one of those people that legitimately call someone bro.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that just happened in gay porn.
No. I have heard.
Do you want to help me with my surfboard?
In real life, I have heard on several occasions straight men refer to each other as bro.
Is that considered immediate like douchery?
No, I think bro, it's really actually real. I think it happens. I think it's just maybe don't fetishize it too much because it's not a great part of our.
Yeah, at least I like bro and not brother.
I don't necessarily.
We need to talk about this twin thing.
I don't expect gay porn to happen in my daily life. It just does. It's a gift I've been given.
Yeah. And an antibiotic you took for it later.
Exactly. Where am I? So this is y'all.
It's a single life.
They are going paragliding, and because we have to narrate everything as we're experiencing it. Have you ever been to a cooler date?
Cooler date. And Yennefer is like, I just want Jesse to show me he's not a pussy. And I thought, you're a misogynist piece of shit. I just can't stand listening to you speak.
You mean she's, I don't know if that's exactly the word for it.
Well, no, she was.
That's to women.
So, yes. So it would be, what is that word?
I don't know.
She wouldn't be.
I think it's someone who's obsessed with gender roles.
Yes.
And it's gross.
I am just like, ugh.
The reason you're saying it's a massage is because you would think a man would say that about another man.
Yes. Yeah. That's true.
But she's so, like, as we've experienced, you guys, she says things like, I want a man who is who's going to listen to me and blah, blah, blah. But he's also going to, like, take me in his arms.
And throw me on the bed.
And I want a man who's sensitive, but I also want this.
Who overpowers me. And I went, you just read too many fucking, like,
that's the thing.
Joan Collins novels.
It's too much. And then she hates machismo in her culture. So she says she doesn't like guys who do. She's looking for the same thing that she hates. It's the same pattern.
She just is looking for a kakua.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah, and yeah. You know, who isn't?
And whoa. I'm always looking for a kakua.
A good
surprise kakua gets me every time.
Poodle has never been more attracted to adult braces in his life.
I'm having issues with it because normally, adult braces, we're not talking Invisalign, this is full-on adult braces, they make me recoil. But this, I'm all about it. It would take some getting used to with the kissing, though, I think.
His teeth will look so pretty when they get them off.
He has the most beautiful lips.
Yes, he does.
Oh, my God, what I could do with them.
All right.
Whoosh. So, is this not the best date ever? Barf.
Barf. We both have the same energetic frequencies.
We have energetic that is bullshit.
Okay.
It's just actual poo-poo falling out of his mouth. Y'all, if you've ever met someone like, if you've ever been sitting, I think most women who are listening have definitely sat next to this guy at a bar who it is actual poop coming out of their mouth.
It is.
So terrible.
Not that I don't believe in energetic frequencies, but not with Jesse. And not in 3 days.
But it's also the way it's said.
Yes.
And also, no one, there's no boundary on what you should say. I feel like we have the same energetic frequencies. You know who else would say that? Natalie's fucking human fedora.
Oh, yeah.
Would say something like that.
He's gone.
Because that is, y'all, that kind of stuff is a boundary. It's a type of love bomb. It's a type of pushing someone's boundary and getting them to, making them think that your relationship is more special than you've earned at the time.
Because
They've only been together. Remember this. They've only been in each other's presence for 3 days.
But he says to her,
well, that's not after, yet. But
yeah, he says, yeah, I'm sorry.
He says,
so they go paragliding, they go around, and then they come back. And
but no, he does say to her, I think we could be, maybe this is in the moment, but maybe does he say, I think we could be soulmates.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. He says, that's what he says, I think we could be soulmates.
Y'all, I went off after soulmates. There's not one soulmate for you. Give that up. There's a lot of them.
There's a lot of them.
And some, and about 40% of them are bad for you.
Y'all, and again, Jesus doesn't care if you try on that dick before you find your soulmate.
That's true.
Ride those dicks.
Right. I'm saying there's a lot of soulmates out there.
Yeah, we've got a, we have a sissy who said she's going, she's kind of having a second eat, pray, fuck moment.
Yeah.
Everybody needs an eat, pray, fuck moment.
Ooh. Ooh.
Everybody should have it in their life.
Other, that moment was known as 2008 for me.
Yeah. For me, that was just all of the teens of 2010
yeah.
to 20. But she's having her eat, pray, fuck. And she's going, she said her and her, this guy that she likes, they both like Disney stuff. I don't know if you read this. And she's flying down to Disney. And she said, I checked him out, we FaceTime. Yes, I said, you ride those teacups and you ride that dick.
Good for you.
Good for you.
Just make sure things don't get crazy, creepy.
Yeah, don't fuck someone with a Goofy mask on, even though Goofy kind of was attractive and had a huge dick.
I don't know. I think of a Goofy mask. I think I could be turned on by a Goofy mask.
You could fuck Goofy.
Yeah, I think
and
I
every
could.
Every time they come, they go, gorge.
I would definitely fuck someone in that Robin Hood fox mask.
Oh, for sure. Donald Duck pours in the, he's that one guy in the corner just shaking his ass and nobody wants to fuck it. It's just going.
That is awful. Don't make fun of Donald Duck. He's misunderstood. As Daffy is.
So Jennifer, they're sitting there. She's like, I feel like I'm living a dream. She's like, but I want you to introduce me to a, I want to introduce you to my friends tomorrow. And he's like, okay, but
this is day three.
Is this staged or not? I don't know if
yes.
it is. But see, here's the, part of me feels like it is because Kakua's going to be there and she's not even telling him
yes.
and she's told him nothing.
Isn't that awful?
But I kind of, part of me doesn't think it's fake. I think she's that shitty and would do that to
yeah.
someone.
I think the producers, I think Jennifer has a mind that works this way, and the producers are like, sure, let's do it.
That's, yeah, I don't yeah. think Jesse knew.
No, I don't think he knew at all.
Y'all, he's wearing his sweatsuit, and when I say sweatsuit, I mean sweats, space, suit.
This is a douche bro original.
It's a douche bro, but he does still look attractive in it,
yeah.
but also douchey. I would look like a fat man in a hookah store. Just, y'all know what I mean. Just like some old guy talking to everybody, hitting on ladies too younger for him.
I would look like a hard-boiled egg in a vest. With arms.
With arms.
You just roll me around.
Jesse, what a, anyway, where am I? Okay, so they.
That later on, he's going to meet Vanessa and, oh, did you know this? I had a question about this. She's not going to tell him, she needs to tell him about Kakua. My question is, how long has she and Jesse been communicating?
That's what I asked you that like two episodes ago. It's confusing. It's not clear how the way they act as if they are just finally talking to each other for real.
Because in other words, if the only lie on Jennifer's part was when Jesse asked her, have you been single this whole time? And she said, yes, I've been single for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And the only lie is she omitted this guy who she's seen in the past. That wouldn't necessarily bother me, I think. It was a lie, but at the same time, it's Jennifer.
It's just they're fucking, but not a relationship.
But at the same time, if she was fucking that Kakua guy while she was talking to Jesse, again, they had not defined themselves either.
It's very confusing of what they
were. I don't understand the stakes here.
Because they acted like they were talking for over a year.
And I feel like...
Because he said she messaged him like when he got done with one of the before seasons,
yeah.
like the last one.
But it's like
he didn't respond.
See
that for 6 months.
Right.
So when was the last before the 90 days, which we're about to start? But her and Tim's season were what, two seasons ago? Season
yeah.
two?
No, season three of before the 90, I believe.
So.
Because season two was the first Darcy.
So it's been like 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
Or like 4 even.
Yeah.
A while.
It's, but I don't think they've been talking that long. No, I don't know.
It's confusing. But so Jesse just says, I am so overwhelmed. For me, it's like, he's like, with you. And he looks at her and he says, for me, it's like, I think I'm falling in love with you.
And she just goes, okay. Now,
and she did say,
to be fair, this is a love bomb.
I'm happy.
This is a love bomb.
This is a love bomb, which is what Jesse does.
And, but in a way, I can't.
And the whole, I'm feeling a lot. I've never experienced anything like this.
All bullshit.
He said the same thing to Darcy.
All bullshit.
All bullshit.
Yeah.
All
He's
bullshit.
Not feeling anything.
No.
The thing about it is, she wants to say something back to him, but even she knows it's not the right time because she's going to make all these moves tonight.
No, yeah.
So she's going to wait to drop that, to throw that trump card in there until
if he gets mad or whatever.
Yes. Yes.
Instead, she just looks at him and says, "You want to go?" And so Jesse's like, "I'm surprised that she didn't say it back to me." And she said, "I didn't say I love you because I'm not very sure about it." So, but yeah, I'm sorry. I'm thinking as you're talking, you're 100% right because they're going to this dinner.
Yeah.
She knows he's going to sing Cockwell.
Yeah.
And she's like, this is what I can use to get out of jail.
Yeah. And so, but it's at the same time, it kind of frustrates me because I know what Jesse is saying isn't real. And I think that Jennifer knows what Jesse's saying is not real.
They both know.
So
actually, I don't. Actually, I step back. I don't think they know. I think maybe Jennifer. I think Jesse believes his own bullshit.
Oh, the worst kind, y'all.
I think he really believes it.
I could see that.
And I really, maybe Jennifer does too, but Jesse, I think for sure does.
Because and just think for a minute, you guys, how sick of a person you are to believe layer upon layer upon layer of garbage that Jesse has put on himself.
I wonder if he listens.
No.
I don't think so.
No.
You know he did with Darcy, and then, well, sorry, Jesse, you fucked with the queen.
You fucked with the queen.
You did.
So the thing about it is, they are at dinner, and she's like, I'm taking you to my favorite restaurant. And he seems a little distant. I don't know why. I guess it's because when he basically told me I love you, I said,
thanks.
And we moved on.
We moved on. Thanks.
I will say, y'all, if you get one of these I love yous, and you're like, fuck, I don't know what to do. I've been in the situation, and I've said, thank you. Thank you for telling me that.
How'd that go over?
Not well.
there's really
no. But there's no good answer.
I'll tell you what's a good answer. If some guy looks at you and says, I love you, you just go down on him. They'll forget everything. There's your answer,
you know,
y'all.
What? Surprisingly, that works, but then they do it again.
You're just.
You have to. You
you're
kind
just
of
sucking
have to,
a lot of dick.
You Well, no, you kind of have to. You have to.
Get you out of there once, but you're right. You eventually got to face the music.
Yeah, and I will say there that it is one of those things where you can't reason with. You're like, I would say that, but I don't know. None of that's going to work.
No.
It needs to be, thank you, saying that.
Thank you for saying that. And also,
but not even, you can't say, I'm not ready to say that yet. Nope. None of that's going to be heard.
Well, no, it's not. And, I mean, the only way you expand on that is, thank you for telling me where you are with us. This is where I am, and just kind of be honest where you are.
You can't do that. That's about you saying they've only heard rejection.
Well, it's not going to be. They're going.
But I'm saying
it's honesty.
That's making it worse.
I think it's the moment's already worse. You can't make it better. I think it's worse to just say thanks, and then the person's wondering, do they even care for me at all?
But
because what if you really care for someone, and you say that, you know, that's not a word I'm ready to say.
Right.
But I do really like you a lot, and I want to continue with this.
But to me, that makes it, to me, what I would say is they should take a moment and then realize, let's take back.
Mm-hmm.
But going on would make it a thing and would make you talk about it. And when someone has made the most vulnerable thing they can, I think it'd be better to let both people go away. Then explain and talk about it.
Because then it's in your head, and you're thinking of what it could she have said.
Yeah, I just but saying that and not getting the I love you in return,
It's a hard thing.
Is just...
It's a hard thing to deal with.
That's why I don't know if it can be done at that moment. It's too... that people are too... that other... the person who said it is too raw.
I get that, but that's kind of what we all really want at the end of the day, somebody to see us when we're at our most vulnerable and still be able to hold that with us.
Yeah, but I know you've had a lot of work in this therapy,
It depends on, too, where people are. Like, but they said this. It also, y'all.
This is 3 days.
3 days in. Now, let's say you're 6 months in. I think there's enough history in a relationship to have a talk about that.
I agree.
But if you're like 1, 2, maybe even 3 months in and somebody's already saying, I love you, I don't know if the history is there to talk about it.
Exactly. That's kind of where we're talking about. 6 months is different.
But I think, you know, in this situation, you know, if somebody tells you they love you in the first month,
they're a crazy person.
Run away.
Yeah.
Run away.
Yeah.
That's what you say nothing and block their number.
I just want you to know there is no way to get out of this. I have an exit plan for everything in my life. Oh, Lord. There's no good way to get out of the I love you non-return.
Besides the blowjob.
Even that.
You'd get you one time.
Maybe once. You'd be surprised.
Come on, what did y'all get at?
You know what? The one way I've seen, do I drink? That will sometimes help.
All right.
If you can stop them from saying, and then you make out with them.
Just shove your fist in their face.
Yes.
And what, or just pee in their mouth.
Yeah. A little bit.
Whatever.
A little bit of pee.
So, y'all, they're going to dinner. I mean, there's not a lot per se that happens except for they're speaking. They're speaking primarily in Spanish the entire time, and Jesse doesn't.
This is when I feel, I can't believe I'm saying it, I feel sorry for Jesse.
Yeah, I still don't. but Jesse has no idea of what they're saying. They literally are talking about. Kakua is talking to Jennifer and her other friend. Whoever
I will
cares
fight
and,
for you. Blah blah
saying,
blah.
I will fight for you. Yeah, and
also her friend is shitty.
Her friend is shitty
by saying this right in front of him,
and so. And all Jennifer tells Jesse is like, well, yeah, he knew me from years ago. And meanwhile, Cock was saying, like, I will always be by your side. He said, hey, I was with you last time when you were married.
Yep.
So now that we know she was cheating on her husband with Cockwell, he says, I'm not worried. Jesse's just sitting there like a deer in a sweatsuit. And my favorite part is when Kakua kind of smiles and he looks at her and he says, what did you tell him about me?
Uh-huh.
And then he kind of licks his lips and I went, ooh.
Y'all, he could stick it in anytime. That's all I really have about them. Y'all, I think we'll take a little break right now. If you're on the
free
Patreon. Exactly. If you're on the Patreon, we're not going to take a break. But if you're on the free feed, we're going to take a little break and we'll be right back.
Poodle, I got to tell you. I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No. The doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long, but yes, they are so soft, and the more you wash them, the softer they get, and they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, We've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Caw!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens. Oh boy, it's time.
Come on, Pee-wee, we're going to go shopping.
Oh, right. Oh, it's boy. Is this a mainstream store we're shopping in, Mom? Or is it some little place in a strip mall that you're going here?
No, it's
you told
Kato
you were...
Plus. We're going to Kato Plus.
All right. Never seen
Come
this
on, Pee-wee.
Before.
It's makeover time.
It's makeover time. And Debbie and Vanessa are going shopping. And they're in the car. They're driving there. And Debbie's like, I'm on a mission. And I, again... It's just almost, dare I say, inspiring.
I agree.
That a woman, she's like, I've been
69
doing
the years old.
Same crap for the last 70 years. And she said, I'm going to do it. And the state can reap the benefits. But then she says, but you know what? I'm doing this for me.
Yeah.
For me.
By me.
Anyway.
So she said, I want to take pride in what I look like again. Because I haven't for so long.
And y'all, you don't want to be vain. But you should take pride in your appearance. I think it's just something that, because even though we are not our bodies, all that kind of soul stuff, but we still carry on our, and I'm not saying you have to look like you wear makeup or this, whatever is taking care of yourself for you, whether that's you put on just some fucking Lubriderm lotion and that makes you feel good.
I would say But by taking pride in your appearance, what I would say is the operative word there is pride. Take pride in making yourself feel good about yourself.
Yes. That's
because
why, yeah,
that's the most important thing.
Yes. That's why I love like skincare. Only because like you wash your face at night. It's ritualistic, like getting rid of the day, you put on, and then in the morning you get up and you kind of just like it starts your day. Anyway. Do whatever the fuck you want. We just want you to love yourself.
So she's got a date with a guy named Jay.
Yes.
And they're going to a place called the Restoration Studio.
Which sounds like a place where you take old cars.
Pee-wee, we're going to get a tune-up. Oh, the Restoration Studio.
She's going to get cryotherapy. Have you had it done?
I never have.
I want to. I've had the friends do it.
My boyfriend's had it done. He loved it. Loved it.
Really?
Yeah, because all like Tim Ferris and Tony.
It's just exhausting.
Curtis or whatever his name.
Robbins. Tony Curtis is an actor.
Yeah, and all those people are, all those tech people, entrepreneur stuff are into it.
That makes me not want to do it because they exhaust me.
But it is supposed to be fantastic for your body. Like there are starting to have like scientific data, it's very new, but saying like even taking cold showers is much better for you.
Yeah, I'm never going to take a cold shower.
I don't want to take a cold shower.
No. Nope.
But like not lukewarm, freezing cold showers.
No, that's why they have that thing where in a lot of spas, you go immediately to the hot water and you go immediately to the cold in some places. I've done that before. Not fun.
I don't like any of that.
Yeah.
I want to be temperate.
I think a lot of it is exactly what you were talking about. I think when these dude tech bros and these quote unquote highly successful people start doing it, people who want to be successful chase it.
Yes.
And now, it's the habits of it.
Now, it does make sense that why it does, and it is pretty, it really helps a lot, ironically, with inflammation, getting cold.
No, I believe it.
So it helps with that. If you.
I wish it wasn't so contrary to what we would normally do.
Gary, I'm going to need you to roll this video in like 5 years when Poodle gets his own cryotherapy.
And obsessed with cryotherapy. No, I mean, it just, it's like those things of like weird facials, like blood facials and things like that. It's stuff that's so abject. This must be good for me.
Well, speaking of facial, so she does a cryotherapy. She also, they say injectables. I don't know.
It's Botox.
But it.
Almost, she says Botox.
They put something around the side of her face and it bubbled up. And Botox doesn't do that.
So maybe it's fillers.
Some fillers too.
Yeah.
But anyway, y'all, so she gets that done. And so then they're going clothes shopping at, I don't remember the name of the stop. It's called something like Pearl's Closet.
Attitudes
or something. So they're looking at clothes, and Debbie's like, I want to cover up my big
Bon vivant.
It's true. And Debbie says something that I think is what my mom says this all the time. If I dress too young, that just makes you look weird. Makes you look like you're old or trying too hard.
I think there is a little bit of, I know why she's saying that. And for me, it's the, like you see on Jerry Springer, my mom dresses too sexy. My grandma dresses yes. too sexy.
God, I love those episodes.
And I think that is different than looking young. I think there is a line.
I think it just depends, too, on the person,
yeah.
how you carry yourself, and what you're, because there's some, my old drama teacher from high school, she was just
a good fashion icon.
Well, she didn't dress too young, but if she did, it would work for her because she was just kind of kooky and she acted very young and she was just kind of weird and artistic and it would have made sense.
Right.
Debbie, y'all, likes to go play bingo in a couple of slots and drink herself a sex on the beach and then come home
right.
and masturbate with her cunnilingler or yeah. whatever it's
cunnilingler.
Called. Cunnilingler.
A cunning linguist. I think I agree with you, but I think there is a point when you're 65 and wearing a miniskirt that may look a little young.
Maybe, yeah. It just depends on the person. Now, she pairs tights with him. So let's talk about Debbie's outfit, shall we?
Okay.
The first outfit, y'all, is this kind of, they put her in this white bodysuit, but under they put it white with these brown kind of saddle colored, like, type of like Buster Brown shorts.
I don't know who this woman who was helping. These shorts were bad.
This short outfit was, and she was wearing the brown with black tights.
The shorts
and like,
shorts don't look good on her.
It do,
well,
I didn't like.
She is short waisted anyway.
So when they do a high waisted thing,
it looks bad.
Now that said, though, the second thing was this navy or black pantsuit.
Yeah, I like that.
She looked gorgeous in that.
Yeah, I liked the top with the pants. I wrote down. I liked the pants.
Yes, and gorgeous with. And then she comes out again with wearing black shorts now and the white shirt. And I'm. I just don't love. I don't. You're right. I don't love the shorts.
So then they go to Curl Up and Die Salon.
Yes.
Which sounds like it could be from Ardmore.
It does, actually.
So then Aubrey.
Right by Maintainers.
Aubrey, her friend. And y'all, they're deciding, she's like, let's go red. And I think that's a great idea.
It is a great idea. So they go red on her.
Yeah.
And while she's getting her hair color, Audrey's like, so you're going to go to the first date or you're going to have sex? You know, retirement homes have really high STDs, which is true
which
now.
Which is true.
Since Viagra. Syphilis, y'all, my sister-in-law, you can literally see the correlation of older men getting Viagra and syphilis just shooting up. It's parallel lines.
Wow.
Yet women in Texas still don't have control over their bodies.
Let's outlaw Viagra.
Yeah. What happens if we outlaw Viagra?
What about Texas? Let's outlaw Viagra.
Yeah. I wonder what the Supreme Court will say about that, motherfuckers.
Yeah. Good idea. Any state could do that now, apparently.
I guess. Anyway,
Supreme Court can't do anything about it.
I'm so glad we raised money for Fun Texas Choice. What a wonderful organization.
Me too.
Anyway, y'all. So Debbie is like, yeah, I'd love a one-night stand, but she just won't have sex on the first date anymore.
Because she hasn't really handled all the yard work, as she says.
Mom, I don't want to mow the lawn again. It's so much work,
Pee-wee,
Mom.
We're not going to do that right now.
I want to go play with my friends. Fine, please, Mom.
No, we're not going to do that, Pee-wee.
Would you, if I do it, will you at least pay me $5?
Maybe we'll give you toothpicks.
Are you sure? It's really overgrown.
Oh, God. So,
two bits.
Anyway.
So we get the reveal.
She looks great.
She looks,
I don't, her makeup's bad.
No, it. I don't love it in salon. It looks better.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
I don't love her, it's very red in the salon, and it's that red, almost purple red.
It's a little much.
When older women go too dark, it's better to go lighter in colors.
Yeah.
When she does her in the moment,
that's what I'm saying.
It's much more of like a orangey ginger red, and it looks lighter, and it's much better on her.
Yeah.
But her makeup, yeah, the makeup in her in the moment looked good too.
Yeah.
But in the salon, it was a little heavy.
That's what I'm saying. It's just a
little much.
I don't know if that's the colorist was the most apt person to do all that.
You know what? She learned a lot at Acme Vocational.
That's why there are jobs for everyone in the salon.
There really is.
So later,
she goes on the date with Jay. Jay shows up.
Y'all, she's got her white boots on. She looks great.
And she opens the door, and there's Jay.
Oh, my.
think about Jay Poodle?
He looked like a surprised woodchuck the whole time.
You know what I was going to say? It harkened back to when you said, who did you say looked like a thumb with a goatee?
Human thumb, Larry's cousin.
Larry's cousin. Y'all, Jay didn't even change clothes for this day.
No, he said, I didn't recognize you. No compliment.
He's wearing shitty ass jeans with this shitty ass ill-fitting polo.
Men listening, and there are a few of you, especially straight men listening, and if you're taking out a woman for the first time, and you can tell they've spent some time looking any time, if you don't compliment them on the way they look, you're a piece of shit.
Poodle, what happens to a gentleman, not a gentleman caller, but a gentleman you go out on an actual date with, and he doesn't compliment the way you look?
Depends on, are they hot?
Okay, I'll give you option one, they're hotter than you.
Ooh.
Option two, they're cute, but you're the pretty one.
If they're option one, we're going to make out in the car, and then I'm going to go to the bathroom when the check comes, and then never talk to them again.
Okay, option two.
I would walk away.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
If I'm going on a first date and I look put together and I look cute and I know it and there's no response.
It's just a common courtesy, like,
you look great,
saying hi, how are you, when you really don't care how someone is.
Yeah.
You just say it by, but you can just say, oh, you look really nice.
But if you, on a lot of dates,
I didn't recognize you.
I will, unless we're going somewhere really nice.
Yeah,
like,
that's literally what he says to her.
I will say, I'll tell something slightly personal. It's our Patreon. I went on a date with someone I've been seeing, and he said, oh, the color looks nice on you.
Oh, no.
And he had a red hoodie on and honestly looked a little like shit. And that's fine because that's who he is.
Okay, yeah.
And I went, oh, that's nice too. It was so, and he's like, don't have to say anything. It's like, I came right here.
It doesn't matter because he complimented you.
That's all that matters. As long as that happened. But I was like, I mean, you look great.
How many dates is this now? 8, 9, 10?
That's not that many. I'm not counting.
Anyway, Debbie was pissed, and she said, I should have stayed at home and not with my, what'd she say?
My toy.
Oh, yeah.
Mom, turn it on. I put in a new battery for you.
Thanks, Pee-wee. You need to go to sleep while Mama plays with the toys.
Okay.
Should we talk about St. John?
South Africa.
Wow.
South Africa, let's talk about it.
I got a text from a girl, an ex-coworker.
She saw
a girl.
Him, a girl. She saw him on Bimble Bumble Boomble. By the way,
Hinge.
One of our sissies explained all the reason for the name of these apps, and I went, well, these are good names. We're not going to go into them. Google them, but especially Bumble. I was like, well, this is wonderful.
Because it was invented for women. Yeah.
Talking about the referencing the Queen Bee.
Weirdly, when it's for gay men, it doesn't really matter.
No.
Once you open it to gay men, y'all, the rules are just off.
They should just call it buck.
They're going to send you dick pics within the first 10 seconds.
Yes, we should do that. We should do pickle finder for bottoms and butt fuck for tops that are looking.
Pickle finder.
Yeah.
Oh, picklefinder.net, sponsored by Clawson.
By Clawson. Ah, you want to get your snappy pickle? It snaps when it fucks your ass. Crack. Wow.
Pick a pickle.
I don't know the last time I saw a Klassen commercial.
Clawson
commercial, but that is dating
myself. It's Clawson Pickle Stork.
It was the stork, yeah.
Wow. Like, ah, got your pickle.
Yeah, I think the stork's gone. So, anyway, y'all.
I got a text from a girl.
So he doesn't know what to do, but he says, I need to tell Tania this.
I'm going
to
be upfront with her. And he says, he tells her, she gets home from work and she's like,
wait, do you feel like all their scenes in this house, it's like a sad, like independent movie that did the festival circuit where the woman kills the man in the end. I feel like we're just heading there.
It does feel like that, or some kind of like mumblecore were in this weird, like, mid-90s mumblecore, yes. Kevin Smith.
Yeah, like they should show the talking in the house, and then when they're done talking, it just cuts to, like, someone driving in a desert landscape, just kind of all blown out.
And someone going to the store and, like, buying a Twinkie. Yeah, it does feel that way. Yeah. It feels bleak. So, anyway, he tells her about being on the app, and she said, well, how'd you think I'd feel? How would you feel if I was doing that? Again, not as great of a response.
Well, actually, but, I didn't mind because she was trying to get him to think of her.
Right.
Because he's not.
Well, he's not. But I'm saying I think that's not the best way to do it. But I'm 100% team Tania here because she says, he's like, we're like roommates with benefits. And she's like, we're still married.
And she goes on and
we're cooking. Yes. We're having sex with each other.
We're cleaning. We're crying. We're working. Y'all, they're working through stuff.
Yeah.
And the thing is, that's the big deal with Sinjin. Sinjin never wants to be present and work through stuff. He wants everything to be a good time because he's what, Poodle?
He's a fuck boy.
He's a fuck boy.
I wrote down, Sinjin, you got to get out of there.
Well.
You got to get out of there.
And Tania says, if you're going to be on a dating app dating other people, you need to leave.
And I 100% agree.
And because she says, Sinjin says, when do we have this official breakup? She said, it's all about you needing to move out.
Yeah. He's being shitty to her.
What does he do for work? Do we know?
I don't know. I do not know.
What does Sinjin do for work? Oh, we have no idea.
I don't know.
Because I'm like, where's he going to go? What's he going
to
pay
for? Probably drives Uber. I can see it. Talking to everybody.
He talks to everyone, y'all.
Anyway, so he texts the coworker that it's not a good time for us to get together, which is fair.
Fair.
It's only fair. Have you, when you were dating, did you ever date someone who was living with an ex?
Thankfully, I avoided the gay curse. I can't tell you how many gay men I know that live with their exes.
I did it 3 times. I dated people who had just turned out, because it's not something they're going to tell you right away. It's not something you say.
You might want to process that.
But I would do it at one point, and it just got to the point where I was like, this is, y'all, I'm going to say this right now.
Are you like in their house making out on their couch and then their
ex-boyfriend? No, you just don't come, I only happened one time, but you're usually not allowed in their space because they're not cool with bringing people back there because they have unresolved stuff.
Here's the deal where
I'm telling people, don't do it. Don't date someone who's living with their ex.
I think some people take a while to untether themselves from other people because they feel like it's going to hurt less, but it's really pain avoidance. You know, it's going to hurt either way. And I actually think when you do that slow untethering, I think it hurts more.
Well, I know that in some housing markets, it can really be hard to, especially if you've been living together for a while.
I agree with that.
But I would suggest to the person who'd been broken up, even if you wanted to date, know that it's going to be hell.
Yeah.
It's much better if you find a way to get out of your situation, your housing situation is quick. Even if you have to live with a friend, something that's not going to be ideal for a while. Because if you want to date, if you want to get on with your life, living with your ex is not the best way to do that. I highly recommend, and especially in people, I know lots of gay guys in New York who still live with their exes. And they'll just date, and sometimes they'll bring some guys home to fuck, and the ex joins in.
I'm so worried about
that's called having no boundaries.
I'm so worried about our New York show.
I know a lot of boys there.
There's a lot of boys in New. Which, by the way, y'all go
a
to
a lot of boys in Chicago too.
If you're listening to this on the free feed, we probably have already sold these happened after some of our tour dates. But regardless, go to our Linktree link, and that's where you can see all the dates. All episodes are on sale now. We do expect that these shows will sell out or close to eventually.
Yeah.
So be sure to do that. Y'all, we've got like, what is it? We really, on the one night, the Saturday night in New York City, we have
got
like
20 tickets left.
We would love
mostly because a few people have, either we've announced coming to your area. So you've either switched, but we'd love to have that show sold out.
So yeah, we'd love to have that. I think we even had some, like 2 tickets open up for the Chicago show on Saturday night.
Yep.
So if you want tickets to that, let us, either you could get some
now. We need to put
now.
That link back on the Linktree. because that link was off for a while.
Oh, we should.
Yeah.
Okay. We should. But we'll put them back on the link tree, y'all. And y'all, we call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts ourselves, Poodle? Just living with our exes and doing the dishes, going downtown on our muff, but then dating other people. Aren't we all, Poodle?
Yes. And if you would rather stay home with your cunning linguist, then go out on a date with anybody.
That was good.
You can call us.
Call us.
The cunning linguist knows you, y'all.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.